Welcome to Blue Collar BS, a podcast that busts the popular myth that we can't find good people, highlighting how the different generations of today, the boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z, are redefining work so that the industrial revolution that started in the U.S. stays in the U.S.
Hey everyone, welcome back to this episode of Blue Collar BS Podcast. I am your co-host Brad, along with my co-host
Steve.
Yes, sir. There he is. He knows how to say things and do things. So,
that's why I'm here.
Detroit, sir.
It's doing well. It's a great day. Great weather. Didn't ask for any of the great fall weather.
End of August for this Labor Day weekend. Isn't it great?
I love it. I love it. I'm in heaven right now with weather.
So it's 58 degrees and shorts. That's why I'm in this sweatshirt, because it's 56. Was my watch say 66 degrees with wind and cloud, and it's like, okay, it's windows are open, but I got a sweatshirt on. So
yeah. Oh, I do like the sweatshirt you
after
got on, though.
Being 100 degrees for like 9 weeks in a row. Well, yeah, it's representing, you know, it's an international brand, right?
Yeah.
So pre-show, you know, we were talking a little bit about how there's that separation of, there's just separation of people, right? There's the Milwaukee Tool folks that will bleed red all day long. There's the DeWalt folks. There are the Makita folks. There are the Ryobi folks. And then you mentioned the Harbor Freight.
There's the Harbor Freight folks. Yep. Going for broke.
I remember growing up, went to 7 Mile Fair as a kid, right? So
7 Mile Fair. Now for those listening in Detroit,
we're not talking 8 Mile. We're talking a difference there. So 7 Mile here in Wisconsin, southeastern Wisconsin, 7 Mile Fairs down. It's an annual. It was during the summer. It was all outdoors, flea market style thing every weekend. Right after I got my driver's license and stuff and started to build up my things, working on my bikes, my cars, different stuff that I had, my buddy and I, we went down there, right? Took mom and dad's car, go down to 7 Mile Fair. I'm like, we're going to get some tools.
buddy.
Some tools. We're going to fill the toolboxes. It's going to be great.
We're going to get some tools. So what'd you get?
I didn't have a soldering iron and some other things, and we're redoing some electrical.
Wait, how old were you and you're playing with soldering 16. Irons? Okay.
All right. We're doing some wiring harnesses and some different stuff. So I was like, okay, just need a quick.
Did you get a light bulb wrench?
Light bulb wrench. Was that left-handed or right-handed? Or was that metric?
It was metric.
Yeah, I got the metric millimeter one, not the metric centimeter one. I got the left-handed metric millimeter wrench for the light bulbs.
Okay,
right?
Good.
So that was good.
For the light bulbs, good.
Right, so I'm like, okay, I don't want to get the nice little soldering gun that's got the trigger and instant temp from Buffalo Tools.
Oh,
nothing but the best, but Buffalo Tools. Plugged it in, doing our first thing. Whole fucking thing just went up in smoke. Case is melting, starting its own internal fire. Like, oh, this is horrible. This is absolutely horrible. But it was $6 well spent, apparently. I got to use it one time, plug it in once, and it was destroyed.
I mean, you did get a deal.
I did. It was like, okay, great. Here it is. Oh, yeah. Won't be making that mistake. From that point on, it's like, okay, you get what you pay for.
Oh, but do you?
Well, do you? That's a great question, Steve. Do you get what you pay for from an employment perspective in today's world, right? Are you getting what you want in the different generations from the we can't find good people scenario?
Mm-hmm.
So with everything that's happened over the last 5 years, do you believe the manufacturing construction trades world is getting the value out of what they're paying for? And I can hear everybody on the other side, our tens of listeners right now, yelling, cringing. Yelling at the radio. Fuck no! Hell no! These kids don't want to work! Nope. But anyhow, I'm going to ask you the question, not our audience.
Oh. Well, let's see. I'm mixed on this one.
Okay, so it depends. Just like any other wishy-washy you're person. Right. Perfect. Like a millennial, just wishy-washy.
You know, my first inclination was to give you also the hell no. But in reality, it does depend. And some people would argue, well, yeah, I am, because I clearly stated I knew this is what I wanted. And I was like, oh, okay. That's nice. So you clearly stated all those nice hard skills that you said you wanted. But yet, when people start failing, it's all because of the soft skills. And I know we're jumping around here a little bit, but yep. But let's just go back to the main question that you just asked. Are we getting what we paid for? And the reason I say it depends is most people don't understand how to interview for the soft skills. And that is why you actually are firing people, is because of their inherent inability with the soft skills. Most of the time.
You gotta most show of up. The time. You can't be a safety liability. You can't do shit work.
I mean, some people tolerate shit work.
Yeah, I'm blessed to have clients that aren't willing to do that. So I guess.
Well, you are. Yeah. But I mean, look at the workers in the government.
Ooh, this is a political show, Steve.
I had to get that zinger in there. But at the end of the day, if we're not clear on the expectations for what needs to be set for the employees, both in the technical skills, those hard skills, and we're not clear with those soft skills, there's always going to be the assumption, well, I didn't get what I paid for, because the person that showed up that we paid for, you know, we paid for the $6 soldering iron, but we got the 50-cent show.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You could have paid for the $20 soldering iron and got a $20 soldering iron.
But then I couldn't have gotten all the other stuff to go with it for the other $14 I was spending that day.
That's correct. So again, you know, people do put on a good facade in an interview, but it really comes down to how, when you're in that interview question period, are you asking the right questions to weed out, are we getting the real deal or are we just getting some nice packaging? Where are you gonna go with this? Wow. Brad,
I'm glad you added ing on the end of that. I am so grateful you added the ing on the back. Oh my gosh, I wasn't sure where you were gonna go with this. Oh my God. I'm going to take the sweatshirt off. It's hot in here.
Getting hot here now.
Wow. Yeah. And I think those expectations are really important. And too often organizations set the expectation and they don't capture the data in order to do so. They put expectations out there, but they don't track the data to be able to say, okay, if showing up on time, if you're a construction crew, to showing up on time to be at the safety meeting every day is important to you and your GC or whoever you're working for.
Right.
Okay, cool. Do you need to be there 100% of the time for everybody? Does the foreman need to be there 100% of the time, but the crew members can be there 15 minutes late because nothing else is going on? I mean, what are you trying to do there? And then how are you clocking in and clocking out? Are you using technology to your friend? Are you using a system to get people to clock in and out? Or are you trusting the foreman to do things? And now you're getting, I don't want to say that things are being, that people are stealing from you, but there's a high risk that people are stealing from you.
Correct.
If you don't have a time management system in place of some sort, if they're hourly employees, it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you are at the site all the time as the owner to go look at things, and when people are showing up and what's going on, you're not doing that most likely. So if they're showing up and they got a great relationship with the foreman, and the foreman knows that if Johnny is going to get fired because he's not showing up on time, because that's your pet peeve, and now the foreman's got to work extra. He's not going to tell you that Johnny's showing up late because he right. doesn't want to be shorthanded. He'd much rather deal with it 15 minutes late than have nobody. But you're pissed mm-hmm. off because he's showing up 15 minutes late. Well, figure out how to solve your pissed offness to make sure your field guy knows what's going on and can be successful.
Ooh. So this is all around expectations and setting them and making them known to people and then actually measuring against those right. expectations.
I mean, well, it all started out with talking tools of the various different products, right? So mm-hmm. people go to Milwaukee, mm-hmm. people go to DeWalt, people go to Makita, Ryobi, whatever, for all their various different reasons because they know what they're going to get right. with that product.
Mm-hmm.
If I go and get my Snap-on tools, I've got a Snap-on rotating screwdriver set that was state-of-the-art back in the day. I bought that when I worked at Cranmer Auto Park.
Back in the day, what was that, 1940,
1950? So I was at Cranmer Auto Parts, so that would have been probably bought off a Snap-on truck in 1902. Starts with a 19, not a 20.
1902?
Let's see here. Cranmer School's 85, 88.
Man, Boomer. Taking a while.
Probably 1989, okay. 1990.
Nice.
Right? It was a mm-hmm. Snap-on old screwdriver set, ratchet still style, works. With all the bits, all the things. Still have the case, still have all the bits, still have all the things, right? Probably spent $70 for it back in, probably mm-hmm. $60 for it back in 1990, which was like a small correct. Fortune for, you're going right. to do what?
You're going
to... But it's there, it works. I've used it tens of thousands right. of times, and it's mm-hmm. it's all good. Probably a great investment from a tool perspective.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I like mine.
Whereas if I go get the, it's similar but different. Yes. Because technology has changed. Manufacturing has changed over the years. It's created different tools, different opportunities, right. different things, right? Nice little red case, all the stuff. But I know what I was getting when I bought Snap-on. Mm-hmm. I knew what I was getting when you bought. You knew what you were getting when you bought Craftsman.
Yeah. Still got several of those screwdrivers right. around.
You knew what you were getting when you're buying those things. You knew what you're getting when you're buying Husky right now at Home Depot mm-hmm. or whatever Lowe's brand is or other things, right? They're similar right. but different, right? And you can tell and feel the difference between the product and things. No different than with people. You can tell and feel the difference when people are on your job yep. site as to what you're getting. So are you going to overpay or are you going to try to pay what's there? Or are you going to live in fear or are you going to live in mm-hmm. abundance and know that the right people are going to come right. to you?
It's a great question to ponder.
It is. It's like great.
That's right. So what is it you're willing to, what is the value for the person that, and what they're doing? Are you willing to spend? And how are you ensuring that you are getting your value, and ultimately, how you're communicating your expectations of that value.
Right. And double checking the results mm-hmm. of those values with data. Right. If a 19-year-old kid comes in and produces the results of a 42-year-old that has all the same experience, same knowledge, same wisdom, same everything, why should their wages be $15, $18 difference per hour?
Shouldn't. Other than the factor of, well, it's time in the seat and it's not fair to Earl that he's been doing this for 40 years and, you know, Carl over there did it and, you know, we're paying him the same wage. After, you know, with
correct.
You know, a lot less experience on paper.
So if you were to take an hourly wage
mm-hmm.
and break it down into production mm-hmm. value. Right. Because I have a production value. Somebody's worth something to me from a production value, correct. My daily worth, my daily things. Cool. That's yep. worth something. Loyalty to the organization is worth something.
Okay. Yep.
And your years of experience and wisdom, right? I could be someplace for 18 years and not know shit. And many of you have many of those staff members who've been there 18 years and all they know is the one thing. You know, how the hell did you not know? How did you not know that this was what we did over there in that corner? Well, I've never been over in that corner.
I'd never picked my head up out of my cubicle to go look.
Right. And then you have others that have been there 18 years that have been, that feel like they've been there for 100 because they know all the things, all the stuff. So there's the wisdom value. So my challenge to our listeners is to understand and start thinking about, how do I break up that wage into those things and start segmenting activities and research and things to support that?
It's a good challenge.
I do that with my clients all the time, and they go, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, well, think about it.
You know, that's, I just heard a listener ask that.
Exactly. What the fuck are you talking about, Willis?
What you talking about, Willis? What you talking about?
But yes, that is, to me, that's one of the areas of, how do I get to an hourly wage? It's, what am I willing to pay to do the work? What am I willing to pay to keep you here from a loyalty perspective? And what wisdom and value do you bring to my organization to prevent things from happening, errors, different things, managing people, et cetera. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And those components make up that base rate, or that the wage compensation piece of it. Add your benefits, add your things for total comp, et cetera. But those three areas to me are very important, because now I can have a meaningful conversation.
Yep.
Now I can differentiate that $18 an hour between Wally and Aaron because of certain factors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just I like Wally and I don't like Aaron, so screw it.
Mm-hmm. You can actually have the meaningful conversation, an effectual conversation,
and try to take the emotion out of it, right? Because too often we get emotional and we don't worry about it.
You get emotional.
Or we send it. Some people do. or we send it to HR, and HR is trying to do the right things to mitigate risk and do different, you know, make sure that.
Which business do you work in?
Excuse me?
Where HR is trying to do the right things.
Wow. For all our HR folks that are listening out there, that was Steve Doyle. Stephen Doyle on LinkedIn. Send all the hate mail to him.
Yes.
Stephen Doyle Jr. You can find his LinkedIn piece in the show notes.
Hey, you know, you gotta take your jibs every now and then.
Yeah, well, when you have good HR folks, again, I guess we get good. Yes. Finding people that are in alignment are really important.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
It's the misalignment that is the issue in most organizations, not that they're bad. Right. We go ahead.
Burning question. What brand of tool?
What's going on? Did you see the aerial photos of the lions trying to get in the Burning Man out in the desert?
What, you didn't see those? It's not my thing.
Out on social media?
Social media is not my thing.
I wasn't sure if they were real. They could have been AI. I don't know.
I have no idea even what you're talking about.
I'm not a Burning Man fan.
I don't even know what that is.
Some new snippets that came out. Some concert where they burn a wood statue.
Oh, okay. Good. Good for those people. So,
continue on.
As you try to derail me, tool manufacturing preference of choice there, young man.
Preference of choice are the ones upon which I own and have everything for?
Is the question.
Those are two different questions.
Yes, is the question.
I am a Ryobi kind of, I have Ryobi because I used to have Milwaukee tools when I was younger. Because I did a lot more work around the house, a lot more things. Then the batteries went out. And it's like, well, this is no good. Battery. I'm like, oh, well, here's the homeowner version at Ryobi. So I've gone down that Ryobi path at the Home Depot stores.
Okay. All right.
Right. So we've got lots of the Ryobi stuff. We've got the stick broom. Works great in the basement on our carpets and our rugs and the stairs in the basement area after getting done. I've got the portable 1 gallon wet dry vac. All the little itty bitty gadgets that are out there for all the universal battery stuff. I'm like, it is getting rid of everything corded essentially. Other than I have an impact hammer that's corded because impact drill, hammer drill, because it's just, it works so much better to get in the concrete and things.
Yeah, you don't burn through all those batteries. there are sometimes. Right. Sometimes you do need that corded. You do need that corded bit. So, yeah, nice.
And yours?
Oh, I'm I am a Milwaukee person all the way. Packouts, drills, die grinders, Dremels.
Dremel's not Milwaukee tool. That's a trade name.
Well, not a Dremel, but a Milwaukee style of that. I actually have 10 of these around my house. I have the Milwaukee heated jacket. So yeah, you would say I do have some Bosch tools, because those things, those suckers just don't break. They just keep going. And then I do have my hammer drill, is a Metabo corded Metabo hammer drill.
Gotcha.
So I do have that. Everything else though is Milwaukee.
Nice.
Yeah, and I bought into all the pack outs. Even our mobile podcast unit is put into Milwaukee pack outs.
you actually did that when you got back?
Yeah, they're all in pack outs.
Oh, that's hilarious. You coming? Are you coming in September for your invite for our show? For our award show?
Oh, well, you know, I could. I haven't.
We are nominated again for Podcast of the Year within the Small Business Owners community, which at the time of this show, we should know whether or not we've received that award. Although we're recording the show on August 29th, I believe the show goes live in early October. So by then, hopefully we are defending Small Business Owner of the Year, or Podcast of the Year.
Ah, well, back to back. I mean, back to back is nice.
I don't want to know.
Back-to-back championships, yes, are nice. Okay.
Just want to make sure. You were talking about packaging earlier.
Wow. All right. It's that kind of Friday.
It is that kind of feisty Friday. It's a holiday weekend Friday, yeah, man. There's not much.
It's a holiday weekend. It's nice, cool, crisp weather. Let's go.
So yes. What you pay for and what you get depends on what you're doing. What are you setting for expectations? What are you doing to set wages? How are you tracking the data? How are you communicating those expectations? Mm-hmm. Have you transferred the authority and the responsibility? Lots of other things go along with this, but truly sit down and think about, as this is airing in October and you're going through wage reviews and you're going through annual reviews, truly think about how you're going to redo your compensation and maybe put some meat behind it, other than just, well, you know, CPI says it's this. Well, just because CPI says this doesn't mean that's what should happen.
Right.
Do some studies in your area. Find out. Understand truly if you are in the 95th percentile or if you're in the 21st percentile.
Right.
Because if you're in the 95th percentile and you have 60th percentile workers, that's a you problem, not a worker problem.
That is correct. Good topic today, Brad.
Why, thank you, sir.
Sometimes you do all right.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for showing up, Steve.
Anytime. Anytime.
All right, till our next episode, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you've been enjoying another great episode of the Blue Collar BS Podcast with
Steve
and Brad. Thank you very much, Steve. Way to go. Way to pay attention, buddy.
Yeah,
we'll talk soon.
Yeah, well, later.
Thank you for listening to Blue Collar BS, brought to you by Vision Forward Business Solutions and Professional Business Coaching Inc. If you'd like to learn more on today's topic, just reach out to Steve Doyle or myself, Brad Herta. Please like, share, rate, and review this show, as feedback is the only way we can get better. Let's keep blue collar businesses strong for generations to come.